For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Friends, never, 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 never forget that no matter where you consume 1620 The Zone, whether it's on the AM dial, whether it's on the app, the 1620 The Zone app, whether it's on 1620thezone.com, whether it's on our YouTube channel, 1620 The Zone TV, it's always AM radio.
It
1620
is.
The Zone. And we do have new links there on the homepage, you know.
So hell yeah.
Pick whichever option you want, just the audio version, or if you want to see our smiling faces.
See, we're smiling.
Mm.
Well, are people smiling about the start of the football season, which is still many, many, many months away? But what describes your mood? What best describes your mood entering year two of the Matt Rhule experience? We put up a poll question earlier this week, earlier today, on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed, at USC 1620. Your options: high excitement, mild optimism, cautious optimism, or ask me after hoops. Very close vote. Very close vote. 33% have a mild optimism. Mm. 30% have a cautious optimism.
Mm.
27% have high excitement. 9%, Jed, ooh, ask me after hoop season.
See, I don't like that option.
I love that option because some people, I do wonder if some of the conversation around football is muted because there's a lot of basketball to distract.
I think that that is 100% a very real thing that is happening.
Which is why that option was a great
right
option.
But then I would just say don't vote right now. You don't have to vote right now. Let us who are okay with talking football.
But wouldn't you like to know who those people are? I
guess
do.
So. I guess so. But it just doesn't allow them to pick a side. I voted cautious optimism. Cautious optimism is kind of what describes my mood best at this moment in time. Just given kind of what I expect from the roster, how I view the schedule, where I think jumps can be made, where jumps have been made in the past under Matt Rhule, how year two has usually looked, and almost a one-to-one trade of good or better quarterback play versus horrible, awful, turnover-prone quarterback play, and what that can that turn into with wins and losses. But I don't want to just say high excitement, you know? Because there is just, it's cautious. I have to be cautious at this point in time.
I mean, you would think that with a five-star quarterback and things to build off of from last year, a solid defense, that there would be more excitement, which is why I almost sense that I wish I could come up with a word that doesn't sound as negative as malaise.
Negative voice.
Negative voice. But I know what you mean.
Because I do sense that there's
malaise,
just
mayonnaise.
We've kind of settled into a space, a headspace, where football, it's something that we always do. For some people, it almost feels like an obligation to do it. And they feel like they need to do it, which is an obligation. That it's kind of sapped a little bit of the emotion out of it. Now, I realize once the ball is teed up and kicked off, everything changes. And the hot takes come flying in from all directions.
Because we said something similar last year, and then they lost the first two games, and people lost their minds.
Yes. But it seems like, and I know we've joked a lot in recent years about off-season national championships, et cetera, et cetera. But it does feel like, in the general sense, there's just this general acknowledgement. It's almost like, you know, when the sun comes up, you know, it's just like, oh, it's football. And there's not an excitement for it. There's also not a dread for it. It's just something that's there and it happens.
Are you almost saying like it's a, to go to the last poll option, I'll have an opinion when I need to have an opinion this time around. But in March, I don't really want to get that invested in.
Yeah, there's probably something to that.
And everything happens.
There's probably something to that. And again, that's why I put that option in there. Because I do think to a degree, you know, with the J-Skur part of the fan base, they've had a lot to be distracted by. And so it's like, not even thinking about Dylan Raiola and, you know, what's going to happen in the spring.
And then the diehard Nebraska basketball fans.
And then with Nebraska basketball fans. And there's a lot of them that, you know, they ebb and flow based on how the team is doing. And because the team is doing well, they've kind of, oh, yeah, football, that thing. Yeah, we'll get to that when we get to that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I do think that, you know, that's helped some. But I also think just the general product, and I say this, again, as a good thing. Because remember I asked a couple weeks ago when we had Mitch on. I said, it's almost boring around here. Nebraska football is almost boring at this point, which is actually a good thing because, unfortunately, there have been a lot of off seasons that have either come with way too much hype or there have been missteps or misfires that have caused people to, you know, generate the hot take factory. And so to a degree, it's almost refreshing that you can bring in someone like a Dylan Raiola. And at least for the moment, the general sense is, okay, cool, but I'm just going to chill for a while.
Well, that's why I asked Bruns earlier, is it healthy or is this the healthiest it's been or when is the last time it has been this healthy? Because it does seem that is the case. And as always, I think things will change by the time we get to August. But it does remind me in a way of last year. And the way I described it last year was that people just were like coming up for air for the first time in a while because, you know, throughout the frost run, it was especially the last, I mean, certainly starting with the COVID year, but I think halfway through the 2019 season, it really did seem to get kind of, you know, battle stations go and one side would have one argument and one side would have the other. I don't think the Mike Riley era was ever a healthy place. There was always arguments. And certainly the last however many years of the Bo Pelini era was a similar spot. I mean, the last time I think that there was true optimism going into a Bo year from everyone involved was probably 2010. And so you're just looking at a place right now that I think, whether it's not wanting to get that invested now, whether it's maybe paying attention to other stuff, whether it's not wanting to get hurt again, I think that it's playing a large part in all of it. Dion writes, high excitement. So Dion is in the high excitement category. Taylor says, truthfully, Husker fans tend to be the most negative people in any sports sphere that I've met. It's been a long time since I've seen true optimism. I see it all the time, Taylor. I see true optimism all the time with Nebraska fans. It certainly is there, and I don't feel like it's that hard to look for.
I see it, but I also see his point. There is, you know, the gradual erosion of the always sunny Husker fan.
Oh, that's definitely anticipated, for sure.
To a Husker fan that more resembles that of Cub fans.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least the classic Cub fans, where it's like, you know, a general pessimism about things. I mean, you're excited. You're always, you know, ready to go for opening day. And then, you know, you realize, oh, the team sucks. We're bad again. Blah, blah, blah. That there's just this when's it going to spill type philosophy that's out there. That has grown. That has grown significantly.
And honestly, rightfully
so. And yes, that's human nature.
Yeah.
That's absolutely human nature. The only thing that really hasn't been human nature about all of this has been the undying loyalty. The fact that the attendance in the stadium hasn't plummeted.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, certainly it's no longer full. And, you know, we're not going to get into the whole argument about sellout streaks, the validity or lack thereof. But the fact that the stadium is still full and the passion is still there, is the one thing that hasn't eroded to the point where it's noticeable.
Correct. Where but, you turn on a TV and it still looks like it's mostly full.
Yeah.
Depending on the angle.
Yeah. But the mood, certainly. Yeah, there is a greater population of the fan base that is negative, when's it going to spill mindset versus what it was two decades ago when it was always positive. You know, going back to, you know, what Jack likes to talk about how all the anger was directed outward and not turned inward.
Adam says, very high excitement. I'm pumped for the season. Charles writes, the feeling that adults are running the program helps my optimism. And I don't want to say that this is like a make or break year for that, for like the optimism, but, you know, you only get a chance. What do they say? You only get a chance for a first impression once.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that the first impression last year was mixed, you know. Certainly, I think that the adults in the room conversation is a very real thing, and I know that I felt that. The end of game situations versus Maryland and Wisconsin have also stuck with me.
Yeah.
You know, and that was the kind of stuff. It's not even that Nebraska lost in weird ways. Like, I don't think that you can fix that immediately. I don't think you can fix that overnight. I did think the coaches would not maybe fall into some odd traps. And I thought that they did, especially in those two end of game situations. And so you want to see that improve as well. On the other hand, Andy Reid was considered like one of the worst game managers of all time. And then he got the best quarterback. And now we don't ever talk about that anymore. And that's not to say that Dylan is going to be Patrick Mahomes, but more.
No.
Good quarterbacks can really mask interesting to poor decision-making from a head coach. I think that we have seen that throughout the history of college and professional football. So if Dylan is able to play well, I think that he can certainly mask that. But let's see if he can play well. Theo writes, the 2024 schedule is brutal. I would certainly take umbrage with that.
The first seven, they'll be favored in the first seven games,
yeah,
more than likely.
So they play the first four games at home. Here, I was thinking about this, John. So I'm just going to say, like, I'm going to do an association with these schools that I have. So UTEP, my association is Group of Five, implying kind of easy. Colorado, you know, we'll see what they are. Northern Iowa, FCS. Illinois.
Go Panthers.
Hot seat at Purdue. Year two, another kind of questionable first year. Rutgers, it's at home. Then they have an idle week in October. Then at Indiana, first-year head coach. At Ohio State. Okay, now obviously things are changing big time. Let's not, though, put UCLA in the, oh my gosh, stretch of five games. No, it's four really tough games and UCLA. Because then after their last idle week, they're at USC, and I think that they'll be really good. Wisconsin at home, though Nebraska took them to the wire last year.
Beaten them in almost a decade.
Yeah, they play them close all the time now. And then at Iowa, they beat them in Iowa City 2 years ago. So it's like, you know, the schedule, they have Ohio State. They have, you know, a top two, three at worst team coming into the season on their schedule, and it's on the road. Like, I'm not expecting them to win that game if they played it 100 times. USC is going to be tough. Like, those games are going to be tough, but what was the word that Theo said? Brutal.
Yeah, no, it is hard. Not a brutal schedule.
Yeah. Last five games. He it says, look at the last five games. We're going to include UCLA with a first-year head coach and all of their issues?
It is a schedule that is set up to get to a bowl game.
Yeah.
Especially in the first year of an 18-team conference where everything changed. Nebraska, I think, caught a decent break.
Yeah, huge runway. Huge runway. Big runway at the start of the season and an opportunity to do some nice things. You know, it's as someone just pointed out on the comment section, it is not the 2025 schedule, which will have Cincinnati in the non-conference to start the year in a neutral site game that will include games at Minnesota, at Maryland, Michigan, Michigan State, USC, Penn State, UCLA. Like, now that's a brutal schedule. That's going to be a tough schedule. I would say that the back half is certainly harder than the front half, but I am not going to put UCLA in to this bucket of like, oh my gosh.
No, I'm not either.
UCLA's on the schedule. Chip Kelly's gone, and they have a whole host of issues.
Coming up next, it's baseball weather.
Baseball.
How beautiful it is. And we're going to have baseball on the air tonight on 1180 The Zone as the Blue Jays open the home schedule. Connor Happer and Nick Handley will have the call from Charles Schwab Field. We're going to talk to the head coach, Ed Service of the red-hot Creighton Blue Jays, next on 1620 The Zone.
Nick Grimm for Circa Sports Iowa. At the end of the month, Josh Happer, myself, and maybe even you will be at the Circa Resort in Las Vegas to watch the dance. And if you don't make it there with us, you can still have the next best thing in the palm of your hand with Circa Sports Iowa app. You can place bets anywhere in the state of Iowa, whether it's on the dance, or maybe you're more into baseball, or my favorite sport, Formula One. You can do it right there. They offer tight money line splits, and they strive to keep lines at a minus 110 split. They don't keep as much money on large market bets like other places like to do, and they won't even limit you for constant winning, which you're definitely going to want for the dance, because there's going to be a lot of games and a lot of opportunities for you to win big. They've also got the hospitality of Las Vegas. If you ever run into any issues or have any questions, you can email or tweet at them, and a real person will help you real quick. Level up your sportsbook game today. Check out the Circa Sports Iowa app anywhere in the state of Iowa today. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-238-7633.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.